Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to show you how to add a sub report into a main report, if that's the right terminology. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB20 and open that up. Enable. Right, the report I have is report guest. And if we go to print preview, you can see that we got some empty space down here. And what I want to add into that is report booking details by guest sub. However, I'm going to do that, but I've got a feeling it's going to look a bit strange because there's going to be a lot of white space, but we'll do it anyway. Okay, so we've got report guest activity, drop it to layout view. Click in the bottom most, well, actually drop it to design view. Easier, and click in the bottom most empty cell, arrange, insert below, insert below, select, click in the now the absolute bottom most cell in the detail section, select row and merge. And now what we're going to do is click on report booking details by guest and just drag it to here if we can. Didn't really work so well. If it's done what it's done for me, which is it hasn't actually placed itself here, just click on it. Click on that little opaque square here and just drag it into where we want it to be. And let's drag this up. Okay, so make sure that's pulled in. Okay, so go to report view first of all. Okay, so we've added the booking details sub report in, but what it's doing at the moment is displaying every single booking detail for every single guest because we haven't specified a link between the two reports. So drop it into layout view, should be fine. Click anywhere in the sub report and then click on that little cross here, press F4, go to data, and here we need to link the guest ID from the guest activity report to the guest ID from the booking report. So click on the ellipsis and it's actually worked out that those two fields can and should be linked, so press OK. And now we've done that, and if we go to print preview we can see that this guest checked in on this date, checked out on that date, and this explains the duration and charge per night and the cost. But we have an awful lot of white space there, so that looks pretty naff. So let's deal with that. First of all, let's just move the whole detail section down a little bit. Probably best to do that in design view. Okay, that's number one. So we've got a little bit of white space there. The next thing, I think actually, if we're going to do this properly, we're going to need to go to report booking details by guest, and we're going to have to redo this somewhat. Because what we need to do is we need to take the checkout date and we're going to need to drag it and put it below the check-in date. We're going to have to do the same with what we've called cost. And if we just do that and go to report view, check-in, checkout. Okay, so the concept is correct, but the execution is bad because go F4, format, grid line style, bottom, put them all transparent, click on cost, grid line style, bottom, solid, and just drag that so it more or less covers the entire page, but not quite. Go to design view, pull that in. Okay, so let's also go to arrange and insert below. Okay, so save that and close that. Now let's try report guest activity. Oh, I've got these annoying lines there. Print preview. It's not a classic. It's not a classic by any means. Let's drop it down a bit more. All this is just formatting, and it all depends on how funny you are about what you want to see in your reports. But let's just make one last effort to get it looking nice. Okay. Close that and report guest activity, print preview. One other thing we can do is let's get rid of the border on the port booking details by guests, transparent. So now if we go to print preview, we get this. What is that doing there? And last time, I promise, we have to do something with this report. Stop a random line showing up. Oh, it's that one. Okay. So let's take one last look because we've basically done it. So the actual way of getting the sub-report into the main report was I showed you about 3 hours ago, but I've just since then been formatting. So if you stayed with me expecting to see something amazing, well, you'd be disappointed. But anyway, there you go. There's the report. There's the details of the guests. There's the basic details of any bookings that the guest has attended. There's a huge amount of white space. Not really much we can do about that at the moment. So anyway, there's the report, and we're going to be looking at probably next video how to put that into the actual database. So thank you for watching, and see you then.